Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm watching Survivor.
Hi, I'm Molly, and I'm tolerating Survivor.
And now the latest scourge on television, reality TV.
So, it didn't get any better for me this episode, really, but now I am rooting on someone.
Okay, you want to come right out of the gates and tell me who you're rooting for, or
sure.
Are we going to meander our way there?
It's Venus.
Okay, that's I kind of thought that.
Yeah. I like the way that she's playing. I like the way her brain works. Like, I'm happy to root for her.
Number one, I'm happy to root for her because I've got money on her.
Oh, shit, that's right. I forgot that was one of yours. Who? I have Tiffany, and who else do I have? Q, right?
You have Tiffany and Q.
Okay.
And okay. I have Soda and Venus.
That's right. Yeah, Venus would be an excellent winner.
You know, I like Venus because even though she's on the bottom, she's not going down without a fight, mm-hmm. but she's being logical about it.
Yeah, she is not letting her emotions run the game.
She's not trying to find somebody to ride their coattails. She's making very good decisions overall. I just don't know how far that's going to take her because she still is not ingratiated with anybody.
No. And it's not like people seem to not like her. It's just like they just don't gel or something.
Her puzzle piece has not found its fit.
Yeah. So here's something that will piss me off if it's true. But did you see that Hunter got a special mid-season interview?
No.
Yeah, on Entertainment Weekly, they gave Hunter a mid-season interview.
Why?
And why him versus anybody else? And if he ends up being the winner, I'm going to be so pissed at everybody involved with Survivor. Like, that might be the last pin for me. If they give their fucking winner a mid-season interview.
Yes, that would be completely outrageous. Because the show this week made me so angry. So during the challenge, and of course we're at Mergatory, so we have to make it overly melodramatic for no real reason.
Yeah.
And so they... In the challenge, everybody goes to a rock draw to mm-hmm. split the teams up. And they have to make such a damn deal about how the teams are not matched well. Because all the big guys on one side. Now, depending on what the challenge is, the teams weren't matched well. That's not necessarily the best team.
Yeah.
But the fact that Jeff kept having to make a big deal about it, He's turning it into a game show,
mm-hmm.
which it is a game show, but it's not, you know, come on down and you're the next contestant on The Price is Right, for God's sake.
Right.
But that's what he's turning it into.
Like, everything he does right now feels so forced. Like, we were just looking on YouTube last night and saw the little promo still image for his podcast. And I'm like, that looks like something that, like, a high schooler or even 100%. A middle schooler made. It looks so 100%.
Bad. 100%. And even watching, because I watch those on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a crawler across the screen with, you know, the closed captioning.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's AI or what it is, but it doesn't match what they're saying. It has no punctuation. You know, and if they don't pronounce everything exactly right, it changes the word.
Of course.
And how tight is the budget at this point that you can't come across with a more professional looking product than that?
Yeah, it really kind of horrified me to see that last night.
Yeah, and at that point, who are you marketing to?
Exactly.
Because you're not marketing to my generation at that point.
No, or anybody younger. Which is who they seem so desperately to want, but they're not going to do it that way.
No. No. And everybody's characters are getting a little bit better fleshed out, which is nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to the challenge, you know, again, as big of a deal as he wanted to make out of the fact that the teams were not fairly represented, I don't think the teams did that significantly different.
No, I didn't think so either. It was a lot of
a big deal. It wasn't a blowout.
Yeah, a lot of big deal made for nothing. It was cute the way that the orange team gave their little heights. It was that, cute little human.
Yeah, that was cute, but necessary? No.
No.
And the only reason why they added that in the show is because Jeff was making a big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I were on the other team, I would have whispered to everybody, hey, let's just give our ages. Because that doesn't matter either. You know?
Yeah. Your SAT score is something.
Exactly.
The challenge was not fun.
It was okay. I liked the fact that everybody had to do part of the puzzle.
I did like that. I did like that. And I thought, like, the twist was a little bit uninspired. It felt like a rehash of some old Survivor something.
Well, the fact that Tiffany drew the gray rock and had to pick whichever team that she was going to latch onto at the end. Mm-hmm. If it were me, I would have picked the other team.
I probably would have too.
Because, you know, they seem smaller, more agile, and probably better at puzzles.
Yep. Yep, so, agreed. I will tell you one thing I was happy about. There was no Journey that episode because they don't have to do Journeys anymore because they're all together.
Oh, they'll find a reason.
If they do another fucking Journey in place of a reward challenge, I'm going to be so mad. I just want a reward challenge, Jeff. Please, just one. Like, there hasn't been one this season. They've all been in addition rewards. I hate in addition rewards.
Well, I agree with you. And I can't stand the fact that here we have a merge feast, quote unquote, but only half the people get to do that.
Yeah.
And it looked so rushed. Number one, they're still muddy from the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The food didn't look that great. Did you notice that they didn't focus on the food at all?
At all. I think they're embarrassed at the level of food that they're serving.
It looked like a really bad deli layout at a poor children's soccer game.
Like you would get it in Winn-Dixie, not Publix.
Even lower.
Aldi would give a good spread, so I don't know.
Anyway, it normally they focus on the food, like, oh, look at the banquet that they're going to be having. No. Nope.
But I will say I was also happy that it wasn't at Sanctuary because I fucking hate Sanctuary too. Like, I thought it couldn't get more annoying with the rewards with them all being at Sanctuary. And now they're just like, you don't even get a proper reward anymore. If they do in addition rewards for the individual immunity, I'm going to be like so angry.
Yeah. Sanctuary is a little bit out of our budget today.
We have the crew sleeping there for now.
Exactly.
We don't want to rent them hotel rooms anymore. Like, where else can they cut budget from?
I don't know, but it's showing. It's showing on every corner of this show.
Yeah, and I know that they probably had to, like, redistribute some of the budget so they could give them the pre-cut lumber for their shelters, but it feels like I'm being pranked.
They kept saying that they were staying on Fiji all of these seasons in order to save on production money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the money went somewhere.
Right? And I think that it's still a pretty well-rated show in the ratings. Like, I think it still does really well. I mean, obviously, they still sell advertisers. I wonder if someone has, like, a breakdown of the budget season by season. One of the Reddit people has to have that somewhere.
Exactly.
I gotta find that. And they keep trotting out, like, old player names and old seasons all the time. Like, there's got to be something behind that.
It's a commercial for their previous shows on streaming services.
I don't think it's working.
No, of course it's not. If you watch this pile of turd, you know, would you think, gee, I wonder what Boston Rob season was like. Gee, I wonder what, you know.
Aubrey.
Oh, gosh. As though that was the biggest threat in the world. That there was not going to be a right answer that Mo could have come up with for Q.
No.
And he's just, he's so hypocritical.
And he's kind of an aggressive player.
He's being a know-it-all without even knowing what he needs to know.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Also, I knew at the beginning of the episode when Mariah mentioned her shot in the dark that she was going home. Like, the editors are so obvious this season, which makes me really worried that Hunter is going to win because of the mid-season interview. It's just so transparent.
What kind of questions were they even asking him?
I read it. I read the whole thing, but I couldn't tell you. It's like my anger blinded me from ingesting any of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do that, like, pick three or four or something like that, not just one person.
Well, they let Mike Bloom out there to interview everybody on the island, like, the day before they started. And I think he was able to sit in on the first tribal. So
that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, if it was maybe something that some reporter was there and did, like, during the competition. But no, it reads like he did it afterwards, like just now, and was reacting to what he saw on television.
Yeah, that's awkward.
I don't want him to. I like, he's a good physical threat or whatever. I wonder if he's going to go on some crazy immunity challenge win now that they're
That wouldn't surprise me, because that's the box they put him in the beginning was, mm-hmm. you know, he's got a garage full of all these Survivor challengers that he's built, you know, and oh, by the way, he gave up a free ride to medical school in order to teach children.
Yep.
So there's your sympathy vote.
Yeah, they're really building up him a good story. And I think that his, like, as much as I want her to win, I think they're setting up Venus to be his villain.
Gosh, I really hope that doesn't happen. That would be silly.
The thing that's really pushing me over to that versus Venus is the winner is apparently she's being bitter as fuck on Twitter.
Like, oh, nice.
She got really bitter about the Hunter interview and made a tweet about it and then deleted it. So I don't think a winner would be that bitter. And that makes me also feel like Hunter probably won.
Well, that's a little bit of tea right there.
Yes. You know me, scouring the Reddit boards to find mysterious Survivor tea. Not really. It just shows up in my Reddit feed because I like Survivor.
It's just, it's a big fat nothing burger.
And it is so hard to keep track of who has what advantage. There's so many different things it feels like.
I agree.
Like, they need to have a little cheat sheet in the corner, like for a football game or something, so we know how many timeouts everybody has. Oh, God, Jeff is going to start giving him timeouts, I bet.
Oh, God, no.
I feel like that's coming. How could Jeff incorporate timeouts into this travesty?
Well, the exit interview that I saw with Mariah,
mm-hmm.
she was so much more relaxed and well-spoken than any preseason interview or any confession that I saw her do during the show.
Interesting.
And I'm like, now that's somebody that I wouldn't mind being friends with. Because every other impression of her that I had was that she was just a manic nut bar.
But now I think Liz has definitely claimed that spot.
Oh, God, Liz. I don't even know how she's still there.
I think she's one of those under the radar, live with them until you can't anymore kind of players.
But I don't understand how she can even be under the radar. She's allergic to everything. She must be starving.
Yeah, they haven't really focused on that anymore.
Exactly.
Like, why did they throw that in at the beginning?
Because
it's not going to be a story.
Well, either it's like, what's his face passing out every 5 minutes, and it's not going to be a story. Jake.
Fucking red herring of Jake passing out. I still would have loved for him to win. I wish there was somebody that I loved as much as I love Jake. It was so much fun to like somebody.
Maybe Liz is going to accidentally ingest coconut and she'll have to be medically evacuated because she swells up like a blueberry.
I was wondering if it would lead to some sort of medical evacuation. We also had this conversation last night while we were watching Australian Survivor because they got one of the rewards that they got were the eating bowls, and they were just carved out of coconuts. And so we went down this rabbit hole trying to figure out if there were coconuts in Australia where they are. And we did not come up with a definitive answer because the internet now sucks.
Not this season in Australia, because they're the outback.
All right.
Coconuts are tropical. Unless
that's what my brain figured, but then I was like, well, it's down there.
Unless, you know, they were carried by a swallow. Because two birds could carry it if they both have part of the husk, and
I could see that.
Yeah.
And I did think at the merge feast, and I did air quotes there because it wasn't really a merge feast, that it would have been a nice touch to do like they do it in that would have been a good time to give them some letters from home or some pictures or something.
They couldn't afford the postage.
They couldn't even afford the bandwidth for the video.
No. You know, so don't you expect somebody to pick something up at the feast and go, oh, shoot, the price tag is still on this.
I'm waiting for the Costco reward again, where they just get like another rotisserie chicken. And this time they don't even bother to take it out of the plastic container.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and if this is what they're giving to the contestants on the television show, what is the crew getting?
Oh, God.
You know, are they just getting MREs or something? What are they getting?
I don't know. Like some kind of gruel, I guess. Maybe they make them pack their own food. Bring your own food from home for this whole shoot. We can't afford to feed you.
Exactly. Give them some government cheese.
Who would you want to take over for Probst as, like, host, if anyone could?
I think that what they should do is they should have Tom Hanks from Castaway. And when they announce Jeff Probst is departing the show, then they should just write Survivor on the oars of the raft that he built so that he can reenact just putting the oars into the ocean and letting them drift away and die. How's that?
That's pretty good. My answer is more realistic. Mine would be Jonathan Penner. I love Jonathan Penner.
Give it to Rob. Give it to Boston Rob.
Well, he's already hosting something else now, isn't he? Like Deal or No Deal Island or something?
No, he's a contestant on there.
I don't know how the show works.
Oh, it's a hot mess.
Wait a minute. It's a game show for like quasi celebrities?
No. I think they weren't sure how much of a hit it was going to be, so they signed him on to garner viewers for it. But it's basically a combination of Survivor, Fear Factor, and Deal or No Deal.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Go on.
Oh, I've never watched it. I've seen clips of it, so I know how it works, but it's I don't think that you would like it at all. It's one of those shows where they're like build up all of this suspense and for okay, well, you didn't have to make such a big deal about it. You know, either open the case or not, you won or not. You know, oh my God, the banker called on the phone. Now we got to stop everything and figure out what the banker's going to say. Shut up.
Oh my Lord. Like reality TV and it feels very dystopian right now.
Is. It's been for a while.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse though. Are they gonna do another season of the Squid Game?
I believe so, yes.
That one was so fun.
It was fun. It was fun up until rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I not like I have any other suggestions as to how they could have handled it, but again, they made such a big damn deal about it. And, you know, let's watch her walk slowly over to pick up another key.
Was so drawn out.
Yeah, that whole scene could have been 5 minutes max, and it lasted what, 30 minutes?
It was so long. It was so long.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
What do you think about two people going home next week?
Good.
Makes me worry that there's going to be a week where somebody doesn't go home or Jeff's going to try some crazy twist.
Well, no, that as soon as they said two people are going home, my brain went to, oh, does that mean the season's over faster? Because that's cool.
And the thing that kills me about it is in the preseason, Jeff was all like, this is a great, one of the best seasons of the new era, and I have yet to see anything good about it.
No.
I like Venus. And if Hunter wins, I'm going to be so angry. And that makes me mad because I liked Hunter until this interview. I liked him. And it wasn't anything in the interview that made me not like him. It's just the fact that it exists.
Again, it's like they're trying to promote the hell out of it as though it's a new show.
And but they don't know what they're doing. Like they don't know how to promote in this climate. They don't know how to promote in the way that the world is right now.
No.
Like, because here's the thing. Lots of people are actually suffering right now, and we don't need to see people fake suffer on TV. That's why I like the Australian Survivor, because we see people succeed at stuff, not fail at stuff. And
Exactly.
US Survivor focuses on the failure and not the success.
Exactly.
I think I just got it all balled up into one, and that's really what's at the heart of it for Australian Survivor for me. I don't want to see people suffer. Okay, so also last night we talked about how Aubrey hasn't watched any of the new era, and we were like telling her things that they do in it. And when we got to the part about Jeff taking away her flint, there's flint, she like lost it. She's like, that is fucking ridiculous.
Well, it's unnecessary at this point. And there was something on his podcast this week, some topic that he was touching on. It wasn't the Flint, it was something else. And he was talking about the fact that the reason why they do that is because, oh, it has to do with the stupid merge. And he's like, you have to earn the merge. So that's why they don't just say, notice how we used to say drop your buffs, you know, and they get another buff and now we're all merged. No, we want to make it more challenging. They have to earn it. And I'm like, who do you think you are? They already earned it by still being here.
Yeah, it's the whole point of the game. If you make it this far, you make it to merge. You don't have to do
Right.
anything extra to earn it.
Right. But the tone of his voice was just so condescending, like, you know, you've made it this far, but you have to go further. You know, what are you doing?
In the interview I read with Mariah, she said that she could hear them celebrating that they got their new buffs, so she was like destroyed that she just got voted out. Like, come on.
Ugh.
Give the girl some space.
There shouldn't be a mergatory. There shouldn't be it. In my opinion, you should always have a buff. You belong to this tribe or you belong to that tribe.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, oopsie, now I'm a solo artist. No.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. All right, do you have anything you would like to say about this show for this week?
I'm glad it's over.
Same. I think we did the thing. I didn't say it like normal, but that's fine. I have been Jackie.
I've been Molly.
Stay tuned.